Hello everyone, myself Vasuki Nath, PGT from AECS Anupuram. Under our distance learning program, now we will have discussion on sequences and series. First, look on the contents. Under the contents of sequences and series, we'll learn revised curriculum for this session, sequences, progressions, series, AP, AM, GP, GM, and relation between AM and GM. So first, under revised curriculum, first we have to know what portions are deleted for this session. So as per revised curriculum by CBSE, the deleted portion are formula for the special sums, sum of first n terms, first of sum of square of first n terms, sum of cube of first n terms. These are deleted from the CBSE for the curriculum 2020-21. And now, what we have to study under the sequence and series, the topics are sequence and series, arithmetic progression, arithmetic mean, geometric progression, general term in AP and GP, sum of n terms in AP and GP, sum of infinite terms in GP, geometric mean, and relation between arithmetic mean and geometric mean. And from the algebra portion, total 30 marks are allotted, in which one part is sequence and series. So let's start with sequence. Sequence is enumerated, that means countable, collection of objects where we can denote the objects by the numbers, first, second, third, that type. Here we have example, a collection with the letters M, A, R, Y. The first letter is M, second is A, third R, and fourth is Y. Here this order matters, that means we cannot write as A first, then that sequence will be different. So for the position of these letters, we are using a word rank or index. So to show the position of any element in a sequence, we must have to use rank, first rank, second rank, or whatever is there. And based on rank, we can decide the terms. Next, this series or sequences are divided in two categories based on the numbers. For finite number of element, finite sequences, and for infinite number of elements, infinite sequences. Like if we are counting from 1 to 100, this is finite. Up to 1 lakh, this is also finite. But all natural numbers, infinite. Next is progressions. It is a part of sequence. If any sequence is having some specific pattern, and based on that pattern we can decide the next term, then that sequence is known as progression. Like all odd numbers, look on the odd numbers 1, 3, 5, 7. What will be after 7? 9. Yes, next will be 9, next will be 11, next will be 13. So this all comes under the progression. So if any sequence is based on a specific pattern, then that sequence is known as progression. We have three different kind of mathematical progressions here for class 11th. Arithmetic progression, AP, geometric progression, GP, and harmonic progression, HP. In AP, difference will be same. In GP, quotient will be same. And in HP, these are the terms of reciprocals of AP. Next, turn to series. If we have many terms in any sequence and that terms are denoted by A1, A2, A3 up to AN, then the sum of all these, all the terms, will be known as series. And this sum is denoted with help of a Greek letter sigma. So series is nothing, it is the addition of all the terms of a progression or of a sequence. And now in next module we'll continue to find the nth term of AP, sum of n terms in AP, and how we are using these all formulas to solve a problem. Thank you.